best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Hey, you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and it's time for If Music Could Talk. Thanks so much for tuning in and staying tuned to your community radio station. And tonight, I have a very special program. I was able to interview the directors of Yvonne, The Lost Sounds of Saigon, and I see that I need to update the website, but Qua and Victor are two people who are directing a film that based on Qua's journey to connect with her grandfather's legacy of composing some of the most popular songs of Vietnam from the 60s and 70s. And it's just an amazing film. I interviewed them before I had seen the film, so that made for an interesting interview. But I'm almost glad I did it that way, that we did it that way. So that we could have a conversation about the music and about filmmaking as well. And it was a great conversation. It's a beautiful film, spelled Y and then V-A-N, The Lost Sounds of Saigon. And if you want to look it up, there's a website. They've been screening the film around the country. And I'm just going to play a few songs, ease into mostly compositions by Yvonne, her grandfather, Qua, one of the directors. Qua and Victor both directed this film, and we'll hear more about the crew. But most of the songs that I'll be playing are by Yvonne, or composed by Yvonne. So, and apparently there's a soundtrack to this film coming out in the future, so we'll look forward to playing that and all the sounds of Vietnam from the 60s and 70s and on back and into the future. So I'm very excited to play this interview for you. We're going to start with randomly chosen tracks, and then I'm going to get myself a little better organized with the set list, but start with a Vietnamese track that hopefully sounds represents the blending of styles of music of Vietnam. And we'll play Hong On with Tua Chua Co Mua Xuan. And I just have to say from the start here, Vietnamese is a tonal language, and I don't speak it, and I love listening to music sung in Vietnamese, but I'm not even going to pretend to know how to pronounce most of these song titles. So you can go to WIR.org at some point and check the playlist. I'll hopefully have it going soon. So we'll start with Hong On from Bang Nhạc Shotguns, number 36.
Ai mời, tôi chưa muốn trao lời. giờ còn nặng hai vai, thân chính nhân hồ hai, hỏi xuân có gì vui, hỏi xuân có gì vui, xuân làm dáng cho đời đẹp lòng giây phút làm sao tới dặm dài xin chớ
Two in a row there, Vietnamese tracks from the 70s, Hong On. Hong On, that was the name of the artist, the singer. And we heard Sao Le Bong, and before that, Toa Chua Co Mua Xuan. And check the playlist. It's I think it's already up on the website now with a bunch of photos from the film and promotional posters and a description. So I don't know that those last two songs were Ivan compositions, so I'm going to play one that I know is. This is from an old, very old 45. And the 45s, you'll hear in the interview, the 45s are incredibly rare and precious and delicate. So I want to play a song by Ut Bak Lan. The song is Tin Ka Mua Xuan. And this one is composed by Ivan, who is one of the focuses of the film that we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Tin xuân đến rồi em mơ người yêu. Tình thương ta người tiếng binh đẹp mây chùa vừa hơn xuân đêm nào vầng trên hoa lan đi ngày tươi thắm em mơ ta sống với tình duyên quê. Một mùa xuân thắm giữa đêm xuân qua trắng rùng lưng đôi. Xuân năm nay tính lại mấy xuân rồi. Mấy mùa xuân với mấy lần mai nở, cõi biên thủy năm tháng lạnh lùng trôi. Đêm nay ở tận miền thôn già xa xôi, nhớ nhung anh em nhắn gửi đôi lời. Giữa đêm buồn nhặt mấy cánh qua rơi, nghe súng cầm cành thêm nhớ người chiến sĩ.
It's so wonderful to have the opportunity to talk to both of you. And right now, I just want to say the rain has stopped. But right as I was sitting down to get ready for this, the rain was pouring here in Richmond. So I hope my power doesn't get cut off. When I first heard about the film, Ivan, The Lost Sounds of Saigon, I saw it on Instagram. And I thought, this is my dream come true. This is the film I've been waiting for. The music pulled me in years ago.
Hi, Carl. So my name is Kwa Ha, and I'm the director and executive producer of Ivan, The Last Sounds of Saigon. And we also have Victor Val here today, who is also the director. And first of all, thank you so much for sharing your story. I actually read your note, and I was super excited to talk to you because there are some similarities in our stories. You know, I began this journey actually as a just with the desire to find my grandfather's lost music, because, you know, after the war ended, much of his music was lost or destroyed, and even my family does not have much, like any physical recordings, you know, records, and he put out hundreds of them. So about 10 years ago, when I, you know, came to America with my family as a teenager, I first discovered the Saigon rock and soul compilation from Sublime Frequencies. Do you know of that one, right?
Full disclosure, I released an album of Singaporean and Malaysian rock from the 60s on Sublime Frequencies.
Wow. Oh, amazing.
And I'm making it. I'm making a documentary. So never mind me.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that was that compilation was worked on by Mark Gerges, who is also one of our music. Like he helped us with the restoration and remastering process.
He's amazing.
Yeah, it intrigued the journey started for me as a. With the passion, because I was super inspired by the sheet music and album covers, you know, from what I saw on the internet, and that really pulled me in and started this fire in me to like, okay, I need to find out about Yvonne, because, you know, in Vietnam and growing up, I know that he was famous, but I didn't fully understand the scope of his talents and his abilities and his diversity. And then, so I was on this, you know, solo research, documenting journey for about 5 years. Documenting journey for about 5 years, and then I met Douglas Emerson, who is our producer, through a group of creative friends, and I told him about the idea, and he was like, I think you have a crazy story and you should really make a documentary. And you know, I kept working on it. A year or two later, I met up with Doug again. I was like, hey, like, remember what we talked about 2 years ago? I think I'm ready. And then he brought Victor in. And I'm going to pass the mic to Victor so he can continue.
So I'm the other director. And just to give a status update, we're not released at all yet. We just had our festival release. So we just came back from 7 festivals actually last month. It was a great time. We actually ended up winning San Luis Obispo as Best of Fest and Best Documentary Feature. And Atlanta Film Festival was amazing as well. We won Best Documentary there. And all the other ones were great. We actually premiered in November at Doc NYC. That was our first big premiere. It was a great time. A whole crew went out. Such a lovely time. And yeah, so for me, joining this experience, to keep it short, was an amazing time. I got to basically, you know, I came in as a guest. It was amazing to just be there to support Qua. It's her vision. And, you know, to just help elevate and bring anything that we could out of the story.
And you're both coming from a lifetime of work and learning your creative skills and your craft and honing it. Can you, Qua, first you, tell me about your creative background a little bit.
Yeah, so actually, Carl, this is my first film ever. I actually came from graphic design and art direction. That's what I've been doing for the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And for me, this was a creative leap, you know, but it's also a calling, which for, you know, it has always felt like a dream and a life project. You know, this means a lot to me and to my family to be able to, you know, from the beginning, 10 years ago, I barely had anything or information and music of Yvonne. And then now I have so much. And then the community is growing as we're sharing the film with the world. And it's like, it's this movement, you know, that is starting to gain attraction. And to circle back to like one of your points earlier about music from Cambodia and Malaysia, like, you know, the Southeast Asia during this era was such a it was an area affected heavily by war. So I think it's really important if, you know, for our generation, if we have the opportunity to, we have to preserve our, you know, our grandparents' legacy, because if we don't do it, it's going to get washed away with time.
Yeah, and I saw a quote where you were saying memory is a form of communication and bridges the gap between generations. And that's so powerful because the music that you mentioned in Vietnam, people were displaced by war, and that music was displaced as well. So saving it, preserving it is even that much more important. So when you, and I want to rewind a little bit, and then also, but Victor, you are a filmmaker, but you've been making films. So Kwa, when you were talking with Douglas, who is the producer, it is initially a conversation, it sounds like, that you, someone floated the idea of making a film because of your story and how powerful it was. Is that right?
Yeah. And then, so I think collectively, we also, you know, decided that it was one of the first decision is that, you know, I'm going to be the lead person, the lead narrator and the leader of the story, you know.
The voice. When Kwa and I, you know, we're looking at the story, it was almost kind of like a already there even before I got there. But what we really honed in on, more than just the dual narrative, is realizing that it's not just her story and his story, it's their story.
And when you say dual narrative, this is Yvonne's story and Kwa is your grandfather.
What you realize is that the beats, if you're following the structure of a hero's journey or such, they match. And what's crazy is, like, we really quickly learn that they go through the same ups and downs. And so what you notice in the movie is that you feel them going through the same journey, just 30 years apart and a lifetime apart, and different things that are happening. And so it was so beautiful. And, you know, and this is visualized with even the idea of as Qua begins her journey, she starts in Hanoi, which makes sense. That's where he was raised. And then she goes down to Saigon. But as that happens in the movie, we follow in Yvonne's footsteps. So it's this superimposed almost, you know, two images, 50% opacity, Qua and her grandfather. And you just see this matching storyline in these twin converging narratives.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also this desert scene that has you opening, and no spoiler because this is the trailer and I haven't watched the movie yet, but you're opening this, what looks like a Vietnamese storage container, of a wooden cask that has these grails. People call vinyl grails, but these are literally grails because they're so precious and they're so hard to find. And you've got a huge one behind you actually on the wall. But these records are so delicate also and fragile. These aren't just any old records. You can't find these and they're very delicate. But back to what I was, sorry, that was a little side route. The symbolism of that scene where you're picking those records up with your hand in an empty desert, it's like, describe that scene. And also I want to know, how much you guys sat around talking about your story and Yvonne's story before those connections and the ideas for how to visually represent them came about?
Yeah. So I'll start and then Victor can continue. But I think for me, you know, this whole journey is also, it feels like a spiritual quest, because when I first listened to his music, like growing up in Vietnam, I hear his most famous songs, you know, Saigon, Lam Mê. Sixty Nam, you know, those are his most iconic songs, but the arrangements were mostly from the 90s onwards to now. So it's a very different arrangement. Only when I came to America as a teenager, I rediscovered the 60s and 70s original arrangement sound. And it just started this fire in me, you know, probably same as you, you know.
You grew up in Vietnam. And then came to Orange County is where your mother moved. And so tell me about living in that area and what access you had to learn about Vietnam in California.
Yeah, so I think it was much more open than in Vietnam, actually, because I feel like 10, 15 years ago when I left, the music was still somewhat, you know, the government has since then eased, you know, the tension about, you know, the art and music and the cultural artifacts from that era. So it was a lot easier for me to find this stuff from California. And to circle back to your question about the desert sequence, you know, it's because this stuff is so rare, you know, it really feels like I'm in the desert trying to find his lost records. And one of the inspirations is, you know, from it feels like a very Jodorowsky scene, and the film has been referred to as like to have a collage style, you know, combining multiple visual techniques to tell the story. And I think that's one of the visual techniques that we implemented.
Tình yêu vắng con tàu xuân ra.
I was watching another interview where, Victor, you were describing all the different styles of visual yeah. techniques. It's so difficult to make a poignant film with all these ideas and bring out the symbolism in a way that's creative and artistic. So yeah. again, how much sitting around talking did you guys do? And I know storyboarding is a part of it. Tell me about the process from the beginning when you said, we're going to do it. Where yeah. did you start?
So the first thing that we did is Kwa and I actually sat in my living room for a couple of days straight in a row and put a bunch of index cards on a board figuring out the structure. So once we figured out the structure, and these are colored index cards, we started understanding that there were obviously not just two narratives, but within them there were a bunch of different specific types of scenes. So we're talking about flashbacks to Yvonne's childhood or moments, just stories within his life. And then we're also looking at, you know, photos of that era. And so we start seeing all of these different approaches. And to list them out, we have Boots on the mm-hmm. Ground with Kwa. We have the animation, which goes towards the stories of Yvonne. We have the photos of that era, which is when people talk about other moments in that era. Then we have when we're talking about people talk about specific family moments or things like that in that era. Then we have, if we're talking about Vietnam as a whole, we use archival footage. Then Kwa's graphics bring together all, and we'll talk about that in a second, all the information to life. And so I think that Kwa's graphics is where I can just pass it off, because that's just, you know, we'll talk about the money saved, but it's mostly the glory gained.
Using your creativity where it should shine, you know.
Yeah, so I think we wanted to, you know, obviously there's absolutely zero footage of Yvonne performing or playing anywhere. I've tried. I hope, you know, if you're listening to this and you have footage of Yvonne playing music, please send it to us, because I've been looking for it for 10 years. But yeah, so there's no footage of Yvonne. So what I had to work with was, you know, family photos that remains of him. I asked family members, you know, throughout Vietnam and California, and actually during one of my trips back here, just, you know, for a vacation, you know, and this is when I was doing it just on the side, collecting information. I went back to his old house with my aunt and found an old box of his photos. And I was like, hey, can I take this and scan all of them and archive them for the family? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. And then so I took those. Within that box, I discovered a lot of, you know, family photos, my grandmother's photos, my mom and her siblings as children. And then, you know, through by asking his wife, his
yeah, who are these people?
Children. Yeah, it just came from, you know, different people. And then when I interviewed the artist, there was also like other photos from them, you know,
wow.
And I built this library just throughout the years, you know, bit by bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then were you able to access some footage from any old news broadcasts in Vietnam or old news or, you know, where did those the B-roll that was so important probably come from?
Yeah, so they all came from various sources. Some of them actually came from YouTube. That I sourced them from YouTube, because people, you know, whoever had snippets of different sections of that era. And then there was the Texas archive, there was the UCLA archive, there was Mivan Films, which was an old production company and film production company in Vietnam back in the 60s, you know. So like throughout those various sources, we were able to find some of the footage, the amazing rare footage that you saw in the film.
Not many people know this, and we don't actually dive into this deeply in the movie. This is Yvonne scored so many films.
Yeah. So actually, after 75, Ivan's kind of switched his focus to doing a lot of film scores. He continued to, you know, to compose songs, but he did a lot of film scores and then children's, which is, you know, we couldn't fit this aspect into the film, you know, but like I was able to find these films on YouTube, and I watched some of them, and they're super cool because some of them feels like so like Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
But like Vietnamese, like, you know, and
dramas and the fashion. And
then, and it always excites me when I see music by Ivan in the beginning, in the title sequence.
Yeah.
And you're listening to an interview with Qua and Victor, who both directed. It's Qua's story, and Victor was one of the co-producers of this amazing film, Ivan, focusing on the composer Ivan, The Lost Sounds of Saigon. And you're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I hope you're enjoying the discussion. This is If Music Could Talk. Sometimes, most of the time, it's music talking, but sometimes it's people talking about music. So that's fun, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to take another musical break, and I just want to give a quick shout-out because this next one was included on a... I think this was Sublime Frequencies also put this out. Phong Tam, Magical Nights, Saigon Surf, Twist and Soul. And we'll play the song 60 Nam. There's an extended title, but it's just labeled 60 Nam on here. But I want to give a shout out to all the labels that have released amazing sounds from Saigon and Vietnam over the years, and stoked people's interest, including Qua herself, to find her family and the connections to that music. But also random DJs like me who I've been... you know, a big fan of this music for many years, and many thanks to all the friends who told me about it. You guys know who you are, but also Canal Berry in Chinatown, which has downsized, but used to buy all my old 70s Nhạc Vang mix tapes from them. So shout out to Canal Berry, and much love to them and the owners, and also the labels. Sublime Frequencies, of course, you heard Qua mention, and also... Saigon Supersound, Jan, and did three different compilations, I think, maybe four, of Vietnamese songs, and remastered them. So Jan of Saigon Supersound and of Mark Gerges, who Qua mentioned, of Sublime Frequencies, who both really know how to source the best sounding recordings, because, you know, through collectors, you have to find different versions of the songs to find the best sounding one for these reissues, and of course figure out how to get them to play on your record player and then digitize them for the release and all that stuff. So it's complicated. So thank you to everyone, especially Qua and Victor and their team, but everyone who works to preserve this beautiful legacy of music and culture that has been through a lot. Let's play 60 Nam from the Magical Nights compilation, Phong Tam, here on If Music Could Talk. And I have to mention again, this is an interview about Ivan, the film Ivan, The Lost Sounds of Saigon, and this song is composed by Ivan.
Thank you.
for people who haven't seen the movie, can you tell us a little bit about Ivan and the music of his era? Because there's Cai Long, which I've just recently learned about, with the operatic music that tells stories within the music, which I have, I think I have a Ivan album here that is more Cai Long. And then there's classical music. And then there's pop music. There's many different types of Vietnamese music. But Ivan was composing music when pop music, as we think of it today, was just sort of coming into the modern world, right? So just tell me about who he was and how he got into composing music.
Yeah, so Ivan is obviously my grandfather. one of our interview subjects, you know, A.A. Rashid, author, archivist, referred to him as the Quincy Jones of Vietnam. And I think it's such a beautiful comparison, because Ivan was such a diverse, well-rounded musician, composer, a song arranger, and the genres that he worked on are so, there's so many different genres, as you mentioned. So he started his, you know, his career during his early 20s. He worked as a musician playing music in bars and clubs and tea rooms in Vietnam, you know, during that time for other artists. And eventually he started composing and writing his own songs. And it was until he wrote Long Mai, the song called Mother's Love, that he became really famous.
Thương con như vầng trăng tròn mùa thu, tình mẹ yêu mến như làn gió đùa mặt hồ, lời ru man mát êm như sáo diều giật giơ, nắng mưa sớm chiều vui cùng tiếng hát trẻ. Cho mưa gió không quan thân gầy mẹ hiền, một sương ái nắng cho bạc mái đầu buồn phiền, ngày đêm sớm tối vui cùng con nhỏ một niềm, tiếng ru êm đềm mẹ hiền năm tháng chiến. Ngọt ngào lời mẹ
chẳng cả soi bóng mẹ yêu. Lòng mẹ thương con như vầng trăng tròn mùa thu. Tình mẹ yêu mến như làn gió đùa mặt mùa. Lời ru mang mát êm như sóng diều dần dần. Nắng mưa sớm chiều vui cùng tiếng hát trẻ thơ. Mẹ hiền vui sướng biết bao. Thương con kia sớm bao tháng ngày. Làn lời giao lao nuôi con tới ngày lớn khôn. Dù cho mưa gió không quan thân gầy mẹ hiền. Một sương hai nắng cho bạc mái đầu buồn phiền. Ngày đêm sớm tối vui cùng con nhỏ một niềm. Tiếng ru êm đềm mẹ hiền năm tháng chiến.
Mother's Love, Long Mei, sung by Kan Li there. I think that's the right version, composed by Ivan. And we're listening to an interview with Kwa and Victor, who both directed this film. So let's continue that interview. And from what I hear, well, I won't spoil the interview, but there may be a soundtrack in store.
This era, you know, the Cải Lương music was probably one of the most popular genres in Vietnam because it included, you know, traditional instruments with, you know, the storytelling kind of aspect you were talking about. And then they created something new by it's called I'm not gonna say it because I forgot the full term, but they started implementing modern and Western instruments when the French and the Americans came into this music. And so there was like a combination of Western and Eastern influence. And then when the Americans came, you know, it was full on, you know, you have jazz, funk and soul, and like the influence of pop music from
country,
from America and the from the United States and the UK and all that. And I think you see this beautiful kind of like amalgamation of East and West in Ivan's music and many of the other artists from this era. It's such a unique sound.
Rằng không yêu anh, xin em hỏi lại lòng. Đừng để khi cách chia mang tâm sự cay đắng. Xa nhau mình vui hay không? Xin trả lời với anh, nếu thật không yêu nhau, anh thì em càng xa. Người em thường hay mộng mơ, mơ cuộc đời tình yêu cho ngày sau. Nếu biết rằng không yêu anh, xin em hỏi lại lòng. Đừng để khi cách xa cho mang nhiều thương nhớ. Em ơi dặn nhau mà chi em, xin đừng gây khổ đau. Mình còn yêu nhau,
mình còn yêu nhau. Yêu,
cũng yêu anh. Xin em hỏi lại lòng. Đừng để khi cách chia mang tâm sự cay đắng. Xa nhau mình vui hay không? Xin trả lời với anh. Nếu thật không yêu nhau. Càng sao ôi càng yêu người, người em thường hay mộng mơ, mơ cuộc đời tình yêu cho ngày sau. Nếu biết rằng không yêu anh, xin em hỏi lại lòng. Đừng để khi cách xa cho mang nhiều thương nhớ. Nhau mà chi em, xin đừng gây khổ đau. Nếu mình còn yêu nhau, nếu mình còn yêu nhau, nếu mình còn yêu nhau, nếu mình còn yêu
of, you know, people starring, the list of people featured in the film included some very famous singers. Tell me about interviewing the musicians who worked with him. And also, Victor, you, both of you, how you planned the interviews, what the locations were, but also their memories and how you got them to talk.
Yeah, and I think one of the most amazing experiences in this journey is actually to interview some of the old singers. You know, we have Mai Lê Huyền. She was one of the, you know, most famous singers in Vietnam during that time. She was referred to as Fire Doll, you know, that's her nickname. Yeah. We have Carol Kim, we have Connie Kim, we have Phương Tam, you know, whose story also recently kind of made a splash in the news because her daughter rediscovered her music. And then we have some of the other musicians who worked under Yvonne's guidance, you know, and it's and so
are cool. Some of those artists in America and some in Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, so half and half. So yeah. Most of the singers are in Orange County, and then the musicians are in Vietnam.
Yeah. So.
Maybe Vic, you want to talk about the interview process and how fun.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What was really funny is that you wouldn't be able to tell now, but Kwa was relatively shy and extremely camera shy when we began the film. So a lot of this was, you know, I knew that Kwa was going to lead all the interviews. And so we almost did like an interview boot camp getting into this movie. And so I would actually interview Kwa. She would interview me. We would just practice this. And we would just, you know, we got in the reps. And You know, at the first couple interviews, I was like, you know, looking over Klaus. By the end of it, she was just so amazing, really had that knack for where the next question is, what the thing is. And Klaus has really pulled it off well. And I think that you have this really great ability at making